4 HKX Mobile. KFW, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
For a hump day.
Everybody took my call out earlier and didn't hear anybody come back.
10 minutes ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it didn't come through very good. It just was, you couldn't make it out.
At the house, must have got a bad spot.
It already destinated about the time I got on, and then Mike was just pulling up too, so I just got to say, good morning to him, and that was about it.
Did you get a chance to talk to Ed yesterday?
No, I got tied up and didn't think about it. I'm going to try to remember today.
How he's doing?
Find out.
Getting real close to destinating this already this morning, aren't you?
Miles out from jumping off the interstate.
Time I get to my black hole.
Buddy, the last few days. How about yourself?
I talked to him yesterday afternoon.
Gone.
Off about the same time you do, around 4. But I heard him, I think it was later than that, yesterday afternoon. It was close to 5:30.
In the house by then.
All out, but I was with a customer, so I couldn't get back to you.
For a few minutes, and then he got destinated, and it was pretty quiet after that.
Busy, busy yesterday. I don't know what happened.
Making up for all that lost time. Did the customer ever show up where you were at the other day early and he wasn't there?
So, that day on Tuesday is hit and miss with them. They're good guys, but they run a underground wiring and cable guys. They're all-time boring underground, so they leave early to get to their job site. And sometimes they leave way early, and I'm not getting up any earlier. So it is what it is. I just miss them, and we catch up when we can.
You're not getting up any earlier, that's for sure.
They're too early. It's got a yard full of guys, and you can't get in, and it's just a mess.
End up for today.
For HCX Friday. I hope it's like yesterday. That would be great.
Hot ones, at least over here where we're at.
Oh, it was where I was at, too. It's real hot. I think that might have been having something to do with it. The guys won't come out in the air conditioning.
Yeah, I can't blame them on that.
A real good day for me anyway, but yesterday was just really busy. So I didn't get done until 5:30, which I'm usually done around 4 o'clock. What's going on today?
Just right now. I know we got an outage coming up first week in October, but might do a little bit of planning for that and a little bit of sourcing supports, but nothing major this morning that I can think of.
Chance to talk to the truck drivers over there?
When they come in, what should they got?
I've been hearing that some of them are going to shut down on August the 31st. To support the guys in Australia that are shutting down the truckers. So if they do, we're really going to be hurt.
About that, why are they shut down in Australia?
Australia's forcing them to take the jab, won't let them come into the truck stop to take a shower or just, and if the truck stop gets caught letting them in, it's a $5,000 fine and you're shut down.
Petty, isn't it?
That's real petty. But, and they're, Australia, if you haven't been watching, they're pretty much a military lockdown over there from what news I'm getting out of there. It's I don't know 100% if it's true or not. You don't know what to trust. So, you never know. It's just crazy to even consider something like that.
You can find out about it. I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard anybody say that. I mean, heck, we're struggling to get truck drivers to come in to start with.
Anybody in person say it, I've just heard bits and pieces on the internet about it. That's if you actually talk to anybody.
Now and then, it just depends on, you know, if they're out of their truck when I walk by or something like that. But you know, I've talked to a few of them on that. You know, a lot of freight trucks come in and that, but it's usually the same guys. And then some of the trucks that come out of the ports, usually the same guys. And I don't get to talk to the tanker drivers too much. They're usually the same guys that come in a couple times a week.
Can you have a good day? I'm getting close to the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Stay safe out there, and I'll list the air out for you this afternoon. KO4-ATX, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Patrick, and we'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon, KN4TFW.